It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers listening this morning. It's our Mother's Day edition of the show. And keeping in tradition, we have my mother here with me this morning. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Thank you, Rodney.
Now, I was trying to remember. I think this is probably your seventh time joining me here on the show. Is that right?
That sounds about right.
So this morning we're going to celebrate super moms, which you, by the way, are a super mom. We begin with our first super mom, Rose Rock. Rose Rock is the mother of comedian Chris Rock. She's here this morning to talk about her new book. It's our pleasure to welcome Rose Rock to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Glad to be here.
And happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, it's been wonderful. Thank you.
Now, first of all, of course, we want to start out by talking about your famous son, Chris Rock. Now, I read somewhere that you say that you didn't actually know he was funny growing up as a child.
No, I didn't know he was going to go into comedy. I never had a clue.
And I also hear that he was known as the funny man out on the streets, but when he got inside the house with you, he straightened up.
Oh, yes. He would do your mama's butt so big I can show movies on it, that kind of stuff out in the street.
But not in the house.
Not in the house.
Okay, now Chris wrote the foreword to the book, and how did he react when you told him that you were writing a parenting book, and how supportive was he of your career now that his mother is getting all this attention?
He is very supportive, but, you know, we never actually sat and just discussed the book. When I started to do it, he was very proud of the fact that I was doing it, and when we asked him to do the foreword, of course, he thought it was great.
So let me ask you this now. Chris Rock, he uses some colorful words on stage, and we'll just leave it at that. As a parent, are you comfortable with that, or how does that make you feel as a parent?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. The first few times, and no, I can't even say the first few times, but even now, sometimes I just want to go through the floor. Like, I'm so glad people don't know who I am, and I'm just sitting there anonymous.
Pretty funny. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there this morning. My guest this morning is Rose Rock. She's the author of the book Mama Rocks Rules. The character on the show, Everybody Hates Chris, the mother is loosely based on you, I guess.
Well, you know, I like to say it's loosely based on me, but I mean, she nailed it. It's a little exaggerated, but not that much.
So let me ask you this now. Have you had the opportunity to meet with and talk to the actress that plays you on Everybody Hates Chris, Tashina Arnold?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And when we met, she was just surprised at the similarities in us, you know, physically and everything.
Okay, so he nailed that one.
He nailed it. He really nailed it.
Now, Ms. Rock, let me ask you this. Now, you have something in common with someone else that I interviewed maybe a year ago, Dolores Jordan, mother of Michael Jordan, and you say that it was really important for you as a parent for your house to be the center of activity as far as having birthday parties, having kids over to your house, for your house to be kind of the neighborhood house. Why was that so important for you as a parent?
Well, you know, when you do that, not only do you know what your children are doing, you actually know what kind of children they hang out with. And then, you know, even though you don't know it at the time, or I didn't know it until later, what you're doing is you're really offering a safety net for a lot of children who don't have that. You're really giving them structure when they don't have it at home, and you're really giving them a place where they can come and just be themselves, hang out, have fun, and a lot of what you're doing with your kids rub off.
In this day and age, we see so many people and so many children, as a matter of fact, overscheduled. Families don't seem to take the time to sit down at the dinner table and eat together. Why is mealtime such an important time for families?
You know, I said it a while ago, and now every time I turn on the TV or I pick up a magazine, they're saying the same thing, because we lose contact with our children. And as you said, children are so scheduled to do things that's not even necessary. But we do that because we keep them busy and we don't have to take time with them. We can have our own personal time. But isn't that what parenting is about, to be there for your children and to spend as much time as you can with them? Now, dinner is important because that's a relaxing time. That's the time you find out exactly what went on when you were gone last weekend. You find out who broke the lamp in the living room. You find out who came in after curfew and somebody covered for them. That's when you find out everything. Feed them, let their bellies get full, and they will just talk about everything. And never ask a yes to no question. Always ask an open-ended question.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine on this special Mother's Day. On the phone with me this morning is the mother of comedian Chris Rock, Rose Rock. Now, in the book, in chapter 8 of the book, you deal with sex, love, and responsibility. Why is it so hard for most parents to talk to their children about sex? And what advice would you offer to parents?
To have that talk and to have an honest talk. And when they ask questions, children ask questions long before we're ready to have that talk. And we kind of like smooth it over or say whatever. But when they ask the questions, answer them honestly, answer them with using the right words. Do not sugarcoat anything, especially now when you have middle school children having sex at school, children in elementary school having sex. You've got to talk to your kids. You've got to be honest. And the real thing you have to do is get that value system in place.
You also say that it's very important for parents to hug their children.
Oh, the hugs are better than penicillin. A hug a day? Oh, my God, a few hugs. That's what keeps you going. You know, we're touchy-feely, but I've had foster kids who have never been hugged. And you can imagine how heartbreaking it is to hug a child who doesn't know how to melt into a hug, and they just stand there stiff and don't respond. And they don't respond because no one ever hugged them.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Rose Rock, author of the book Mama Rock's Rules. Now, the subtitle of the book is 10 Lessons for Raising a House Full of Successful Children. For those out there listening this morning, what's the key to raising successful children?
Always being their supporter. Always telling them how great they are. Having expectations, letting them know that the sky is the limit, that anything you dream, you can make come true. My mother used to walk around and say 20 times a day, you can do anything you put your mind to. And I was like, oh, my God, what is she talking about? And you know what? That's what I said to my children. You can do anything you want to do. There's one chapter in the book, Push Unable Off the Table. You never said can't. There is nothing you cannot do. There are things you may not do, but there's nothing you cannot do.
All right. And finally, this morning, today is Mother's Day. What's one of the best Mother's Day presents you've ever received?
Oh, boy. My best Mother's Day gift, I guess, was a little red Miata.
Oh, wow. That was really good.
Yeah, that was good. With a big red bow.
Oh, given to you by whom?
By Chris.
Of course.
But you know what? Someone asked me that earlier. You know what the really best one was?
What was that?
When they were big enough, Chris, Andre, and Tony, which was my three babies for a long time, when they decided the first time to cook breakfast for me for Mother's Day, and that stayed with me forever. They made a mess, and the food was horrible. I ate every bit of it. And, I mean, it was just the look in their face, the look in their eyes and on their face that they had done this thing, this what they thought was so great for me.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning. Thanks for taking time to speak to us this Mother's Day.
Well, thank you so much for brightening up my Mother's Day.
We've been speaking to Rose Rock, mother of comedian Chris Rock. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine right after this. More to come. Stay with us. Happy Mother's Day.
Tracy, over to you for weather.
The sun must be shining, Dave, because the 7 for $7 sale is back at Meijer. Mix or match hundreds of items like extra large avocados and mangoes, Kraft macaroni and cheese, and Glass O vitamin water. Pick any 7 for just $7. There's a strong chance of saving with the same quality Meijer deals in store or online. Back to you, Dave.
Sounds great, Tracy.
Deals so good. You've just got to talk about them. Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.